Welcome back. We are on episode 12 of On the Porch.
Bro, this is Teef. Okay,
I was thinking to that.
I'm used to you introducing the first in the episode.
I'm Teef. I'm here with my co-host, Vail.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we also here with a special, special guest, Ms. Schneider.
Hello.
Ms. Schneider, how you doing today?
I am fat and sassy, as always.
That's good. That's great. That's great. Now, if y'all did not know, Ms. Schneider teaches marine biology.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is the, if I remember correctly, the study of organisms that live under the sea, or in the sea.
In the ocean. You got it. Okay. And we, Warren Central, is one of only four schools that offer marine biology, because, I love marine biology, but to me, it just seems a little odd because we are in Indiana. Like, we're landlocked. Yeah. So we're very lucky. Warren Central students are very lucky. I wish more kids would take advantage of it because Vail can tell you it's a great class.
It's an amazing class.
It's fine.
And teacher, Ms. Knight's cool. Oh, you see her every day.
Thank you. Right.
That was on Instagram. He was like, there's not a single bad person in marine biology.
It's not. I was like,
must be nice.
We was taking pictures in marine bio, and I was like, it's not a single dislikable person in marine bio.
I agree. And as the semester goes on, the best relationships are developed.
Yeah, literally.
Like boyfriend, girlfriends, like all kinds of just great connections are made in the class. It's just a great vibe.
Like
so,
me. Right. Me and Jason, we met in marine bio. I've never seen Jason in my life. And he was just like, first day, he was like, what's up, bro? I was like, what's up?
Yeah. You guys are like best friends now. That's awesome.
Shout out Jason. He's going to be on the episode soon. But nice. Ms. Snyder, what got you into marine biology?
Well, when I was in college, so I started off at Indiana University Bloomington, and I started off in elementary education. Mm-hmm. And when I was in elementary education, one of my professors pulled me aside, and he's like, oh, girl. He's like, I think that you would scare little kids. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I think you've got a definite, like, middle school or high school personality. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, probably just a little bit of sass. And so I said, sure, that's great. So I went into secondary science. And then my junior year, I was exposed to an oceanography class, not marine biology, but an oceanography class. And that professor was talking about these marine explorations. And so I was like, hey, that sounds really cool. So my junior year of college at IU, I tell my parents, I'm like, you know, mom, dad, I think I'm going to go do something else. And they're like, no, you'll finish your, right, not on our dime. So I had to finish my first degree, which was in education, loved it. And then I just started becoming a teacher. And then as luck would have it, I ended up at Warren Central, and they had a marine biology program. So I was like, oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I have the best of both worlds. So really, I was too far along in my education degree, which was probably the best fit for me to stay in education. Because I love, like, you guys crack me up. Like, I love being a teacher, and I think it's a great fit. And I was able to pull in my passion and love for marine biology. And
mix it with teaching.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Chef said last time.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, I was interested in, like, chefing. And then she found out, like, culinary was, like, not culinary, but, like, what's her, I forgot what it was called. It's kind of like, so basically, like, I forgot what it's called, but like her cooking stuff, what she do, like chefing.
Mm-hmm.
They found out they had a class here at Warren, and it was like perfect, best of both worlds. And you said it earlier, like it's not a lot of marine biology classes like in Indiana.
No. Indianapolis alone, there's probably four. Because when it came time to write the curriculum, I was like, okay, like I know my knowledge, but what does Indiana want me to teach in marine biology? So I had to reach out to other states. So I connected originally with a teacher, just a high school teacher in California. And did you know it's illegal to send seaweed across state lines? So anyway, I connected with him, and he was able to provide me with like a lot of high school level material, because the textbooks that I have are college level textbooks.
Yeah, you told us that one day.
Yeah, so because it counts as an advanced science class. And so I kind of have to take the information and morph it to high school. And we are very lucky to have it. And it was tough in the beginning to come up with resources. But now once I've got it, now it's just, and the kids, you guys help bring content to the table of things that you're interested in. So
yeah, definitely marine. I wouldn't say I'm interested in the ocean, you know. Teef, I know you be having them days, you be up at night just watching videos on like the ocean and stuff.
Yeah, I used to a lot.
And I remember I was talking to my counselor, and I was like, it was like time to pick a science class. And I was like, she was like, do you want marine bio? I was basically like, what is that? She was like, it's basically like study the ocean, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll take that class. Because I already watched videos on like biggest things in the ocean of how deep you go. And I was just, well, it was just perfect.
Yeah, people are fascinated by the ocean. We have only explored about 5% of the ocean. So 95%. We've never even seen.
That's scary.
Well, it's mind-blowing.
That's scary.
It combats the rainforest above ground, you know? So we know more about the rainforest than we do the oceans.
Don't we know more about, like, space than the ocean?
Yep, yeah. I was just getting ready to say that, yep.
That's scary. Teef, what is your knowledge on the ocean? I don't think you took marine bio, did you?
Yeah, I never took nothing with ocean stuff.
What science did you have?
I took biology freshman year, then AP. Wait, what's it, AP, Kim? I forgot what I took. And I took AP Chem last year, but I don't know every class by heart. I think I'm missing one from sophomore year, I'm pretty sure. I think it was just...
Would it have been ICP?
No.
Or chemistry?
It was just base chemistry. I'm tripping. And then now I take astronomy.
Oh, yeah. Another phenomenal class. Warren Central,
there's a lot of classes here.
Yeah, a lot of great classes and great teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of great teachers.
Just... We have amazing resources that, unfortunately, I don't feel like students appreciate or recognize what we have. Absolutely. Like, our MediaPlex, our classrooms are state-of-the-art. Like, they combat some college places. So, and again, speaking back to marine biology, we dissect a shark. Okay, you know, I mean, that's not until December.
So. Yeah, it's late.
I might have to talk to my counselor.
Get in on that.
I think added an eighth period.
Yeah, right. Hey, you can come in and videotape it.
Mr. Salimi might let you slide, bro.
Well, Salimi, he'll probably would.
He would.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You like his favorite student.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, by the time this is out, he already get potted in the face, but shout out to Mr. Salimi for winning the little contest.
Absolutely. He took it like a champ, too.
That
cool whip went every... I was very impressed. Nobody but Salimi could handle that.
I thought Blythe was going to win. Everybody was going for Blythe.
Like, you just said, get Blythe. I'm like, no, we need Salimi.
Right.
You just have a beef against Salimi. I was going to miss G, man.
We was in the hallway last year for the interview for Teach Madness, and y'all kept saying Salimi was pressing me.
He was.
He wasn't even...
He was joking. All right, Miss Snyder, listen. All right, you see, I'm not energetic, but I'm out.
Oh,
you see me talking. Teef is very quiet and low key.
It was way worse last year.
He's very to himself, and you know, he minds his business.
Mm-hmm.
So when we first had, it was me, Nicori.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Nicori. So we was talking, we was doing the Teach Madness stuff, and we was getting teachers, and we all was like, all right, let's do teachers that we know, and we gonna interview them. Mm-hmm. So it came to Salimi, and we like, Teef, you got Mr. Salimi. You interview him.
Right.
So Teef interviewing me, he's nervous. He's speaking low.
Yeah, I'm always cameraman, so I'm like never.
Yeah, he's like, it was his first time in the limelight, and it was so funny,
right,
bro. It's kind of, Ms. Snyder kind of got the same thing with us and Mr. O'Brien. Like, he has like connections from radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yep.
It's fun, man. Teef, what's your favorite animal that lives in the ocean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
When I think of animals, I never think of like sea creatures, to be honest. I always think of like land. I'm like, we do live in Indiana.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of people, everybody is drawn to dolphins and sharks.
I like hammerhead. I was finna say hammerhead sharks.
Phenomenal creatures.
When I was younger, I like, the way they head is shaped is just more unique than from other sharks. Like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So I've been, this fall break, I'm going to be going to several places in Mexico to go snorkeling. And I hope I do not see a shark. So that kind of has me. I know just enough about the ocean to be afraid of it. I know that sounds really strange. And people are like, oh, do you like to, scuba and snorkel? And I do like to enjoy doing those things. But the shark attack rates are just starting to come up a little bit, and I would be a tasty little treat, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to exploring some stingrays this fall break. That's kind of my big goal this time. I typically go and try to check out sea turtles and other underwater life, but stingrays are going to be kind of my passion this October.
That's me. I like turtles. I like turtles a lot.
Yeah, I forgot about turtles.
Turtles and seals. I like them a lot.
Yeah, so this time of year, every year, and I know I've told Vel about it, that every year my husband and I, this exact week, we go down to Vero Beach, Florida, and we save sea turtles. This year is the first year that I haven't gone in years because I'm going to take some days off closer to Christmas, actually, to go to Hawaii and go exploring.
Volcanoes?
Definitely the volcanoes. Yeah. Probably do a little snorkeling and stuff there. But sea turtles, typically this time of year, we go and we count the eggs and we'll help them cross the street when they hatch, or we'll tag them or go to a sea turtle rescue. So sea turtles are a lot of fun, and I'm not going to say harmless, but they're just great underwater friends, I guess. like things to do with being underwater. Turtles are just very interactive.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Remember that scene from Nemo?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nemo's a pretty good movie. So, Ms. Snyder, you say you talk about traveling a lot. Where all have you been, and what's your favorite place that you've been?
Oh, geez. Well, I am what you considered a non-traditional aged parent. So, meaning I had my son Jack at 33. So my husband and I did a lot of traveling when we were younger, when we were fresh out of college. Mm-hmm. So we've been mostly to Caribbean places. I've never been to Europe. Now, my husband, he grew up in Germany. But I think my favorite place would have to be Jamaica. Mm. So hiking up the waterfalls. And in Jamaica, I also I swam in a lagoon that had bioluminescent algae. And you go snorkeling at night. And whenever you like kick your feet or your arm, it lights up. The algae, they get agitated and they give off a glow. So I felt kind of like Iron Man, like I would like throw my fist forward and the wave would ripple and you would just see this bioluminescent glow coming from my fingertips. So I would probably have, well, in that same trip though, a school of a jellyfish, they're free floating. So mm-hmm. they just, I got entangled, my husband and my son and I, we got entangled with some jellyfish. And so that was definitely a mood killer. So I got stung like around the neck, and so we had to go back to the ship or the boat. But I would have to say Jamaica was probably the best. It's just a great place to vacation. But the experiences that you can have there are phenomenal. So yeah,
it sounds pretty good.
It sounds fun.
I don't have a
passport.
Yeah, I don't have a passport. I'm outside the country.
Well, right, you know, this is what I always tell the students. You have to have a driver's license, whether you ever plan to drive, if you never have a car, that's fine. Like, that's a piece of freedom right there. Passport is secondary. You never know when you're going to have to jump ship.
Right. Never know when you got to leave America.
I was going to say, right, the way things are going.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So, Ms. Snyder, all right, this is going to be my last question from me. Teve, I don't know if you have any more questions.
Okay.
But if you was not teaching marine biology, what would you teach?
Oh, what would I teach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In earth science. I know you teach both. So.
Yeah, yeah. probably biomed. Because, you know, Warren has that, like, little mini medical school, the biomed program. Mm-hmm. There's, like, four classes.
Yeah.
I would love to teach biomed. I wish that Warren Central had a genetics class. We used to have a genetics course about 7 years ago. But we have just started to get so many amazing courses like environmental science, astronomy, meteorology, that they just had to, because those teachers are fighting for the same kids.
Yeah.
So genetics, just kind of those numbers dwindled. So I think if I could bring back something, it would definitely be genetics. If it was a class that, like an upper level class that I could teach, it would definitely be in the biomed realm. I'm not sure, again, which of the four classes I would want to do, but yeah, definitely.
Sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Teve. You, bro?
You asked all the questions.
That you had?
Right. Yeah. See, you guys are just so in line. You're just like, yeah, you know what each other are thinking.
We are.
Perfect.
Well, we wrapping up?
We can wrap it up.
I got it.
Heck yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday. Let's get out of here.
There's stuff to do. Right. It's 2 o'clock.
This was episode, 12?
Episode 12 on the porch with Ms. Snyder.
Hello, loving on the porch swing. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.